So how are things, David?
Well, I'm in upstate New York right now, and then I'm looking forward to coming to Newport and on the 21st, Saturday night, and that'll be fantastic. I'm going to do some really, really new stuff into my set, and as some of you know, I became very close with Davy Jones, and I've added a couple of songs that I dedicate to Davy.
You know, I was going to ask you about that, because actually in doing some, you know, background research on what you've been up to recently, I saw you, I guess it was it the night after he passed away, that you did a tribute to him on stage, and I was going to ask you, is that part of your regular act now?
No, but I will do it as part of, maybe I'll do one or two of his songs. It hasn't been, I've done it a few times, that his family had asked me if I would do a couple of his shows. I am going to do some other stuff and some, you know, for Davy's fans and my fans who cross over. I'm also playing the Mohegan Sun on the July 27th. I'm going to probably do some stuff that I grew up with, and a lot of people know that I became very good friends with John Lennon, and I'll do a dedication to him and a lot of my hits from the Partridge Family and solo stuff, and take people on a journey that started when I turned on the television at 13 years old and watched the Ed Sullivan Show, and the next day bought an electric guitar, and I've been rocking ever since.
Now, I imagine John Lennon and Davy Jones had a role in helping you with that teen idol stardom.
John, in particular, because Davy and I only became friends really in the last 5 years. We had met once after the Monkees had broken up, and his manager had a house that looked down upon my house up in the Hollywood Hills, and he drove up my driveway and he knocked on the door. I think it was the second year I was in the Partridge Family, and I never met him, but I was a big fan of the Monkees and loved their stuff. Later on in life, I never shared a stage really with anyone before, and we did, I guess over the last 5 years, we do like a show every year together. We were scheduled to do that show that you're talking about in Miami. It was right after he passed. And it's been a really wonderful thing to add a couple of great songs that I grew up with. Daydream Believer, I'm a Believer. I mean, they're fantastic songs. I may do some others, maybe Last Train to Clarksville, who knows? I think I Love You, certainly, and Come On, Get Happy, we will be.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I promise we will.
Good. When's the last time you were in Rhode Island?
The last time I was in Rhode Island was probably last year.
Okay.
I usually play Mohegan Sun once a year.
Right.
And I drove down from Mohegan, because it's only about a half an hour down to the water. I'm not exactly sure where we went.
Okay.
I rented a car, and I drove down there with a couple of my bandmates, and we sat on the water and had lunch, and it was like one of those perfect sort of spring summer days.
Yeah, we have a lot of those here.
I know we do. Well, listen, I'm in upstate New York right now, and
yeah,
it's the most beautiful thing. I can't even tell you, because I live in South Florida.
Right.
Trust me, at this time of year,
uh-huh,
it's a little spritzy.
Now, have you seen any bears up there at all?
No, but I understand someone has recently.
I actually just spent vacation last week. We did like 3 days up in New Hampshire, and they said that there'd be bears in the dumpsters behind the hotel at night. And sure enough, we're walking.
There were?
We were walking back from getting ice cream, and I looked up and I went, oh my God. And it was right there in the dumpster, kind of looking at us like, I'm about to
eat.
Oh
my God. Oh my God. No, but I'm staying on a farm. It's near Saratoga Springs, and they saw a bear on this property about 3 weeks ago. I told them to just let me know where that area was, and I'll try to avoid it.
Point it out, put a sign, you know, help me out.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm thrilled to be coming up to Newport, and we'll be rocking on the Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, because we're bringing a whole bunch of Light Rock 105 listeners to the show. We've been giving away tickets for 2 weeks
Fantastic.
Now.
Fantastic.
And I know I'm going to bring some backstage to meet you. So
okay.
That's very exciting. Now, I know you won't remember this, but I have met you before. In fact, I was Danny Bonaducci's co-host in New York City for 11 months. And you came into the studio, and I have to tell you that you came in, and I had like this total outer body experience, because I watched the Partridge Family growing up.
Thank you, Heather. Well, Danny had so many jobs. I can't say how many co-hosts I've met.
I know. I'm just one.
He's now in Seattle.
Yeah, I know. He's just all over the place. But when
he's
in New York,
he's actually doing really well now. He married the right girl. I can tell you that.
You know what I thought was really cool? Like, right before you got there was, like, a nervousness about him. And I think that there's, like, no matter how old the two of you get or I get, you know, he's always looking up to you in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I think that's kind of neat.
It is kind of neat for me, too. I've always kind of been his big brother. And
yeah,
I,
you totally have.
You know, I've also been the guy who bailed him out of jail and gave him a job when he lost his job at the Eagle in Philadelphia in 1991. And he's gone through an awful lot. And because I used to, you know, I'm 20 years old and he's 12 or whatever. He used to come in, his father used to beat him up. I mean, he'd come into work with a black eye. And when you see a little kid get abused, I just, you know, put him under my wing and just said, you know, he did look up to me. And I've always tried to be there for him because I knew underneath all the madness and everything else, he's a really good guy. He's very talented. He's very funny. He's very smart.
He's very smart.
And, yeah, he is. And he's extremely talented. And I love the guy. I'll always be there for him. And as he said to me many times, you're the only guy I get nervous around.
It's true. I'm telling you.
I know.
Really?
I know.
I watched him. I mean, and I got along with Danny. I know that, you know, not all of his co-hosts did, so it was a nice relationship that I had with him, and I cared about him, so it was nice to see him vulnerable around you. I thought that was really neat.
He's just a great guy, and I love him and always will, and always will think of him as not my brother, but kind of like someone who needed to have a role model, to have someone to look up to and someone to respect.
Oh, that's
anyway,
awesome.
I must go, Heather, but I look forward to seeing you up in Newport.
All right, awesome. I'll see you in Newport.
Okay, hon. Keep on rocking.
All right, David.
We'll make you happy.